Lauren Alois of Devour Tours, based in Madrid, set out for Spain in 2009, thinking she'd use a position teaching English there to learn about Spanish food and culture, and then return to the US. Instead, she met and married a Spaniard and also fell in love with his family's cooking and the whole of Spanish cuisine, history, and culture. Her food tour company operates in 8 European cities, but she tells Kristen Henning that during the pandemic, people in quarantine want to cook food, learn about food, and find joy in sharing food, so her blog, SpanishSabores.com, has proved popular.
So happy to talk to you today, Lauren, about your business, Devour Tours, and Spanish Sabores. Can you give us a little background on how you ended up in Spain and starting this wonderful tour company based on food and culture?
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here today, Kristen. And let me tell you a little bit of the Devour Tours story, which is in many ways tied into my own story. So I had moved abroad in 2011. I had just finished university in Massachusetts, and I'd studied hospitality and tourism, and I wanted to work in the field of either restaurants or tourism, hotels, wasn't really sure. And I got this email one day from a Spanish professor I'd had saying, come to Spain and teach English. And I thought, oh, that's a perfect way to avoid making a big decision. So I jumped on a plane, I signed up for the program, and it would be a teaching program about 12 hours a week. You had a stipend, and I figured in my free time I'd learn everything I could about Spanish food and come back to the U.S. maybe with a little bit of expertise in Spanish cuisine and wine and use that to my advantage. Fast forward a little bit, I'd met a Spanish man and who would later become my husband. And we met in Seville. I decided to stay in Spain with him. And I realized I lacked the patience to be a good teacher. So I much preferred teaching people through other ways, which I later did with my blog and with the tours. But I really wanted to get back into the field of tourism, hospitality, food. And so I started writing about food on my blog, Spanish Sabores. And later, it was when we moved to Madrid in 2011, which I'm sorry, earlier I said 2011, but I meant 2009 is when I actually moved to Spain. Mm. It's been a little over 10 years. I moved to Madrid in 2011. And that's when I was really just thinking, how can I use my knowledge of Spanish food? I'd learned a lot from my Spanish mother-in-law. I loved the food. I loved the cuisine. I loved the history. And how could I use this to really connect people to the culture? I was writing at the time, freelance and blogging, but I felt like there could be something more. So I looked into a lot of options. I actually gave cooking classes in my home before that was trendy. Mm. My kitchen was very small and could only fit about 2 people, but we learned Spanish classics like tortilla and gazpacho. And eventually I stumbled onto the idea of food tours and thought that it just seemed like the perfect way to bring people together for about 3 or 4 hours to do a deep dive on cuisine, culture, history, and really connect to local producers and, you know, food artisans in a way that perhaps here in Spain was difficult to do because of a language barrier. So I started what I called at the time Madrid Food Tour. I built a website and a blog for that and started giving the first tours. And from there, it grew into Devour Tours, which before the pandemic was operating in 8 cities in Spain and in a few other European destinations.
In 8 cities. I love that on your website you refer to your earliest food memory really being with family around the dinner table laughing, and that is so evident in these tours. You know, I think of finding the across the street from the market in Madrid where we had tortilla.
Yeah.
That place was so extraordinary, and it's right under everybody's nose, right in the center of Madrid. But we had lived in Madrid and we'd been back so many times, and I didn't know about that place. And it was, yes, the best tortilla, but it was family run. It was supporting the local farm to table, the local
Yeah, the local way of eating, which has always exactly been that way, just taking what's local, what comes from the region, and serving it, and, you know, making everything homemade and specializing in just a few things as well. You don't find the traditional places usually having a extensive menu. They really know what they do well.
Right, exactly. So leading up to the pandemic, you were in 8 cities. Is that right?
Yes, we're expanding. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on right now? How many tours are you able to operate at this time?
Yeah, well, not a whole lot is going on. We are technically open again. As of about a week and a half ago, we were able to say, you know, we can operate a tour in each of our cities. However, there aren't many people who are interested at the moment. There aren't many people traveling. Our biggest market was the United States, which right now has the travel ban to Europe. So it's definitely a difficult time to find clients. And then, of course, we're really making sure we stay on top of being able to operate any tours that do book really safely. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly in touch with our different vendors, who they themselves are back and forth, whether they're open or shut sometimes, because some of them can't really afford to be open at a loss right now, so prefer to stay shut. And we're making sure that they're complying with all of the health regulations, both the mandatory and suggested ones, and just making sure that, again, when we bring people out and we have run a few tours, that it's still a great experience, it still lives up to our mission and values, and that, of course, it's very safe for all involved.
Well, it's a lot of work because you're dealing with so many vendors in so many places and your customers. So I'm curious how big your staff is.
Well, before the pandemic, we were about 26 people full time. And then we worked with about 80 tour guides in the different countries and cities mostly on a freelance basis. And at the moment, we're down to a staff of 5. Wow. So that's been probably the most difficult thing about all of this, is having to at least, I'd like to say pause, but, you know, end a relationship with a lot of staff members who we worked together with many of them for years. They're people who, in many cases, grew up with the company, who really not only lived by our values, they were part of creating them.
Exactly.
And so to lose that, I hope, you know, in some many cases it will be temporary, but to lose that is a really hard thing to face. But we have seen it, you know, we're not unique. So I think during this entire experience, there's been a bit of peace in just knowing that this is the state of the world at the moment. We're definitely not unique in what's going on in our company and our personal lives. And so kind of reaching out to others and just talking about these things and accepting that they're horrible, but that they're also out of our control.
You're right, though, that it does help to know that everyone is struggling, pausing, reassessing, reinventing, and we're not in a race right now.
Exactly.
Or if we are, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, well, that's exactly one of the reasons that Tom and I have really had you top of mind, other than your adorable young 10-month-old twins, which we see every now and then on Facebook, is that we are receiving your emails from Spanish Sabores. Can you talk about that? Because this for us has been a godsend. It brings us Spain and Spanish food culture via email with your recipes and videos. How did this get started?
I'm so happy to hear that. Spanish Sabores, you know, predates Devour Tours. It was my personal blog, which always had a bit of a food angle and some recipe sharing. And I started that, I guess in 2011 as well, probably about a year before starting the tours. And it was really a way to build up at the time some expertise and a portfolio to hopefully write about food. But again, that those plans changed. And over the years, it's become a great resource for people looking for Spanish recipes. It's definitely one of the top websites for Spanish recipes and just any information about Spanish cuisine. And so I'm always looking to add to it. And I love to cook. I studied cooking in Barcelona a couple of years ago, and that was a great experience. I wrote about it on the blog. And so for many years now, this blog has really taken a back seat because Devour really consumed a lot of my energy and time. So it was always something I had in the background. I do have a couple of trusted contributors to the blog, but it was something that I didn't have much time to dedicate to. And during the pandemic, that really just, you know, switched. I actually had a lot more time to dedicate to something. And at the same time, people had really started cooking a lot during the pandemic. I think we were all on lockdown and craving great food, healthy food, or maybe unhealthy food in many cases as well, but food that would make us feel good. And so I saw that the traffic was rising and people were really interested in this type of content. And so I kind of took back the reins of that project and started publishing my newsletter more frequently and just connecting with people. And I think people were really looking for that connection at that point, because I've never had so many responses to my newsletter, or even open rate went way up. So it's kind of leveled off now. I think the summer has something to do with that, the better weather. But it was just a really interesting moment to see people come together over food in a way that I don't think I've ever seen before.
Kristen Henning there, speaking with Lauren Alois, whose tour company can be found at www.devourtours.com and her blog at www.spanishsabores.com.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.